I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Parental discretion is advised. Roses are red. Violets are blue. When the Zee Morning Zoo calls your man, he better choose you. War of the Roses. Catching cheaters one at a time. And it starts now.
All right, this week we're helping Brian for War of the Roses. Hello, Brian.
Hello.
So you just went through a bad breakup, correct?
That is correct, yes, sir.
Okay, so let's talk about Melissa. Give us the story.
So, Melissa and I dated for almost 3 years, and so we recently broke up, and it was sort of a mutual breakup, I guess you could say that, we were fighting a lot, and we both just realized maybe we needed some time apart.
Okay, so in your mind, was this a permanent breakup or a temporary one?
I mean, I'm not really sure. I guess I thought we would know once we went and did it.
Okay, so you guys break up. It was not a good breakup.
No, it was a lot of yelling and a lot of fighting, and it didn't leave on a good note at all.
Okay, so let's talk about what she wrote on Facebook.
Okay, so a buddy of mine who's still friends with her on Facebook, he sent me a picture, and she wrote, "It sure makes you feel better when your ex's own friends are telling me that I'm better off without him."
Wow, okay. So this is a serious backstab from somebody, then.
I mean, that's pretty much how I took it, yeah.
But here's the thing. You don't know who told her that.
No, I don't. So there's a few friends of mine I could see saying that to her just because they want to get with her themselves.
And you think this is because Melissa is smoking hot?
Yeah, and I know at least a couple of my friends who would love to have a shot at her.
Okay, well, I guess they're not very good friends then. So we're putting one of those friends to the test, correct?
Yeah, Eric.
Okay, and out of all your friends, why are we putting Eric to the test?
Okay, so after we broke up, Eric says to me, "Hey, let me know if you want me to talk to Melissa for you, and I can be sort of a double agent." He's like, we're still pretty good friends, and I can help you find out what she's thinking if you need me to.
Okay, and did you take him up on this, or did you ask him to do this?
I mean, I said to him, yeah, if you feel like it, yeah.
But now you're thinking that maybe that was a mistake.
Well, I honestly don't know, and that's what I'm trying to figure out.
Okay, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to give Eric a free dozen roses that he can send to anyone he wants. You're going to get to hear who he chooses and what he puts on the card, okay?
Okay.
That way you'll really actually have a double agent working for you. So, okay, time for the two questions we ask every War of the Roses participant. Question one, are you sure you want all of this on the air?
Yeah, it's fine with me.
Okay, and question two, how certain are you that when we offer Eric these roses, he's going to pick Melissa to send him to?
I mean, I don't know, but there's really only like two of my close friends who would do it, and he's one of them.
Okay, well, let's find out.
Darling at random.
Hello.
Good morning. I'm calling to speak to Eric, please.
This is Eric.
Good morning, Eric. My name's Ashley, and I'm calling from a brand new floral delivery service called floraldesigns.com. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you for asking. So the reason I'm calling is, first of all, to ask if you've ever heard of our company before. So have you ever heard of floraldesigns.com?
No, I don't think so. Mm-mm.
Well, we're a brand new company, and we're trying to change the way people order flowers. So instead of paying high prices at flower shops or extra costs for delivery, now you can do it with the push of a button right from your phone. And to help introduce ourselves to customers like you, we're actually letting you use our service for absolutely free for one time only. So basically, we can send a dozen gorgeous red roses to anybody you want for absolutely free. Is there anyone you know who might like to receive a dozen roses from you?
No, thanks. I'm good.
Are you sure? It's absolutely free. I promise. I'm not even going to take any credit card information from you. It's just a free sample thing to get the word out there about our company. That's all.
Okay, so I don't have to order anything, right?
Correct. You don't order anything at all. It's just a free trial to show you how good we are, and then hopefully the next time that you do need flowers, you'll give us a shot. Does that sound good?
Yeah, sure. Why not? Sure.
Perfect. Okay. So the only info I do need from you is the name of the person that you'd like us to send these beautiful roses to.
Okay, that would be Melissa.
Melissa, okay. And the flowers, they come with a card as well, and you could put any message you want on the card. So what message do you want to put on there?
Let's see. Can you put down, this is the kind of stuff I was talking about. When was the last time he sent you flowers?
Actually, her birthday was the last time I sent her flowers. So...
Excuse me?
No, no, it's cool, bro. I got it. No, no. I know who stabbed me in the back now, so that's cool. Good luck with that. Right on.
I'm sorry. I don't know what's going on right now.
Hey, Eric, maybe I can clear this up. So listen, this isn't really a flower shop. This is actually the Z Morning Zoo. And right now, you're on War of the Roses. And that other voice you heard was your friend Brian.
Nah, man, not a friend. His ex-friend now. Because a friend wouldn't do that to another person.
Hold up a second. This is about Melissa, then?
Yeah, he was trying to figure out who was going behind his back to try to steal his ex-girlfriend away. And I guess it was you.
I'm not going behind anybody's back because, first of all, Brian cheated on Melissa. Did he tell you that? And not once, but like several times. And then when she thought she was pregnant, he straight up told her, well, I'm not going to get married, so I guess we'll have to figure something out. Didn't tell her, don't worry, or I'm going to be there for you.
Okay, is any of this true, Brian?
I mean, he is exaggerating everything for the most... I mean, there was a couple of...
Brian, I ain't exaggerating shit. You treat her like garbage. You cheated on her, and she finally broke up with your dumb ass. I'm sorry if you don't like the fact that after 3 years of seeing how you treated her, that I'm trying to step up and treat her the right way, but I'm sorry, my man. That's life. You win some, and you lose some.
Ooh.
Whatever. Just don't think I won't remember this when she breaks up with you. And I hope you don't think she's over me, because I'm about to prove you she's not. So get ready for a fight.
The Z Morning Zoo's War of the Roses.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.